Before I begin, I would like to say that I just think that I am just a woman in person. Today, this is the moment I received the news. A flood of memories has suddenly come to me. One of my first memories was when I opened my crib and I climbed out because I didn't want to go to sleep. I ran downstairs and I saw you being the responsible mother and husband you were. Paying the bill wasn't up to you. I came to your side and you didn't punish me for escaping. You instead gently brought me back to my crib, yet I still didn't want you to leave. To please your father, you got down on your hands and knees and laid on the floor. I was there until I fell asleep. When I woke up a little bit later, you were gone, and my heart broke. I again climbed out of my crib, ran downstairs, began to where you continued to pay bills. I hugged you with tears. Then you left me forever, much like your friends. I went to Seattle Beaver's company for a slow train. You were driving to school in the morning in your giant white van. On the way, you would stop at QFC or a local coffee shop, and you would sign me a coupon and hot chocolate. We then be on the road, where we'd play the street side game and try to beat each other with who knew what dream was coming up next. There was a morning when I got mad at you and left the van without saying goodbye. My whole school day was ruined, and I couldn't wait to see what you got home from work. I was always excited to see your car pull up, especially with the sound of sports being from new plastic roof speakers. Or hear the door handle and see you walk through the door, but that particular day, I was more excited than ever to make sure we were cool. I don't think Tara and I will ever forget when we had bunk beds, and the flop to the mattresses up on the top bunk split apart, causing the mattress to fall onto one end. It was late at night, and instead of calling you to fix it, Tara and I turned the light on and climbed up the ladder repeatedly and slid down ready to fly. Our laughter became noticeably loud, forcing you to storm in the room, fix the mattress, but lovingly tuck us back into bed. You were always very loving, fun, and friendly. Everyone was your friend, and you were always so energetic. You always wanted the best for everyone. You were very loyal and very generous. You loved all sports and games, but I think your biggest love was food. As anyone who visited you recently would have stared at some as vegan. I do have one regret. Well, but I didn't get the chance to say goodbye or love you. You knew that. It was that I didn't get to say thank you. I'm going to take this opportunity to explain my gratitude. Thank you for helping me with my dad. I know everyone here is probably wondering why I'm thanking you first for that. Easy, I hated that. But you would patiently sit with me for what felt like an hour every evening until the adventures were complete. Thank you for the reasons we have for the food, clothes, furniture, college education, and more. In your looking to have everything I have to, we are living. And I do have you and mom to thank for. Thank you for really giving us whatever we wanted. Disneyland vacation, the newest Disney movie when it came out on VHS, tickets to musicals, concerts, including Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, and the Backstreet Boys twice, and all the Titanic and Leonardo DiCaprio magazines, or posters on the other end. There was a time where we never worried about anything. We made sure our bike chains were fixed, that mommy could take us shopping wherever and whenever we needed clothes, and you let us call you at work for a little once in a while time, even if we just wanted to talk to you back. Sorry if you remember. Thank you for always making sure we were happy. On the weekends or during summer, you might be sick and I would have so much fun sitting swimming or writing to a new adventure in the red convertible. Parker was over and got in the front seat or the back seat with the good window. We felt more than we used in our markup trays and stories at the top of the lungs. We played catch with our toys while the car was moving and the top was down, and hoped that the toy landed on the car. So my most precious thing is that I saved the last. It was thank you for playing with me, whether it was cards, catch, or a board game. You are my best pal. I will always appreciate all you do to take care of Mom and Tara, Rachel, me, and of course your mother, Arden. I love you, and will always remember this by the way. Thank you.